The Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University.
My cousin Pat. In May of 2005, my sister and I were in our office when our cousin Peggy called from Chicago crying. She said my 55-year-old cousin had died. She told us it was an accident and that he was being kept on life support so that his organs could be harvested. We went online to the Valparaiso, Indiana News. Sure enough, front page read, Volunteer Fire Department Chaplain Killed. The area was mourning this wonderful person. The article said that Patrick Gallagher had retired from the Chicago Fire Department and was a semi-retired attorney that had moved to Valparaiso 3 years prior. We looked at each other and laughed. We felt guilty about laughing, but we couldn't help it and laughed some more. Our comments to each other were, only Pat could get away with these kinds of headlines. Years ago, Pat told his mother he had cancer of the mouth. His mother called the hospital Pat said he was going to, and sure enough, there was no record of Pat, Patrick, or P.J. Gallagher. My aunt, Pat's mom, chalked it up to Pat's tendency to exaggerate. He had done this since he had learned to talk, and nothing would ever change. Another time, Cousin Pat went to his sister's to get sympathy regarding a recent romance. His sister wasn't sympathetic, so he decided to leave. But just as he reached the front door, he grabbed his chest and went down. His two nephews rushed to get their mom to help him. Peggy assured her sons that Uncle Pat would be all right and that they should go upstairs, get their pillows, bring them downstairs, and lay right next to Uncle Pat and watch him. The boys did as their mom suggested, and pretty soon Pat was fine and said goodbye. Now back to the accident in May of 2005. Aunt Mary received a phone call from Pat's adult son. He said, Grandma, you need to come to Valparaiso right now. Dad has been in a bad accident and is dying. The son did not have many details. Aunt Mary hung up the phone and thought, do I believe him? He exaggerates like his father, or do I not? She decided to go. Yes, it was true. Pat was on life support. A car had hit him. When Pat and his wife Susan moved to Valparaiso 3 years earlier, Pat volunteered for the volunteer fire department. Somehow, Pat convinced the fire department that he was a chaplain. As a chaplain, Pat made a new policy. He went to every volunteer fireman and had them write down what they would like said in the event, God forbid, they were killed in the line of duty. Pat wrote his eulogy, too. Aunt Mary went with Susan, Pat's wife, to the funeral home to make arrangements. The director asked Susan if she wanted the military services, too. Susan said yes. Aunt Mary said, Susan, Pat was never in the military. Susan looked at Aunt Mary like she was senile, and the military service was added. At the funeral, my uncle told my sister what happened. When he and Aunt Mary would be visiting Pat and Susan, a car would sometimes speed down the street. Pat could get beside himself with anger at those kids racing down the street. He would sometimes run out and holler at them. The day of the accident, Pat and Susan were planting flowers close to the street. Susan went toward the house for something, and here comes a speeding car. Pat went out in the street with his shovel in hand, and the car hit him. The shovel cut off the top of Pat's head. Pat had a fireman's funeral. Fire engines and fire trucks came from all over northern Indiana. Firemen stood at either end of Pat's coffin. His coffin was carried on the hook and ladder truck. The eulogy was fit for a king. As the eulogy was being read, about him being an attorney in the military and a member of the Chicago Fire Department, my cousin Peggy leaned over to my sister and said, if he wasn't dead, I would kill him. 3 weeks after the funeral, Aunt Mary was visiting Susan. Susan was writing thank you notes and appreciated her company. Susan asked Aunt Mary if she thought there was any life insurance through the lawyers' organization. Aunt Mary then looked straight at Susan and told her, Pat was very smart, but barely graduated high school. He was never in the military, never went to college, and was never on the Chicago Fire Department. And to her knowledge, he was never a chaplain. She told Susan that he was a stagehand, period. Susan had been married to Pat for 10 years. Once she listened to my Aunt Mary, she pondered for a long moment, looked off into the distance, and began nodding her head up and down, up and down. Then she slowly said, "Yes. Yes. That explains a lot." Barbara Wiley Pecora.
This has been a memoir from the Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University. To hear more of these memoirs, check out upr.org.